up at the top, very near the half-court stripe. Throws it in the left corner to Dichi. Dichi takes the screen, dribbles up to the wing, gives up top to Ben. Back over to Dichi. He's going to dribble down to Lane, and he shelves the seat before he can put his dribble on the ground, so he's going to be called for travel. Second turnover against the Bombers already. One for Hall. 6.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. No scores as yet. Here's Johnson with the ball on the left wing. Throwing it down a low block to Cooper. Dichi right there on him. Cooper looking to make a move to the basket. He puts it up. It rolls around and goes in. Kevon Cooper with his first 2 points of the night, or the afternoon, that is. 2-0 Hall leading it. 6-11 left in the first quarter. Here is Ben getting into the front court to Peters, who's going to go down into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Johnson. He throws it, tries to throw it to the front court, but it was stolen by Benton. And Mountstone gets it back on the turnover. Here's Peters throwing it to Dichi in the right corner. Looking for Waymire on the low block. Gets it to him. He puts the shot off the glass and in. David Waymire with his first 2 points of the day. We're tied up at 2. 5:45 left in the first quarter. Here is Coleman across the timeline. Ball throws it to the elbow to Johnson. He's going to go down towards the lane. Goes up for the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. It goes in. Greg Johnson with his first 2 points of the day, and it's back to a two-point Hall lead. 4-2 our score, 5:16 left. Here is Peters with the ball across the timeline. He's being double-teamed now, trying to get out of it, and he steps on the baseline, and it'll be another turnover against Mountain Home. That's their third of the day. Hall's committed two so far. Coleman takes the inbound pass from Smith, walking across the timeline. Now he'll give it back to Smith, who sets up the offense. Mountain Home looks like in a man-to-man. Ball is over on the left wing to Johnson. Johnson takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Gets the rebound is controlled by Waymire, and he will get to Ben, who's quickly across the timeline. Has it up at the top. Trying to decide which way to go with it. Now it gives it to Dichi at the elbow. He finds a cutting Peters going towards the lane. His shot was blocked, but he also drew a little contact, and so he'll head to the free throw line. Foul is on Jared Smith. That's his first personal foul, team foul number one against Hall. So Colton Peters at the free throw line for the first time today. 4:36 left to play in the first quarter. First shot for Peters is up and in. So if he gets the next one, he will tie this game back up. Checking into game for Hall is Montavious Dismuki. As he comes into the game, and the Peters gets the second free throw, and we're tied back up at 4-all. Second tie of the game. A little over 4.5 minutes left. Here is Coleman across the timeline. Coleman looks to take a screen, and he's going to pull up at the top for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymire. Back comes Mountain Hall. Ben throws into the front court to Peters. He has it on the right side. Goes back up top to Ben, who will set up the offense. Hall once again in a man-to-man. Peters takes the ball over on the left wing. Throws it back up top to Ben. Dangerous throw, but Ben is able to control it. Ben dribbles to the right wing, gives it to Cruz in the corner. He finds Waymire on the low block. His shot rolls around and goes in. And Mount Home has their first lead of the game. 6-4 with 3:46 left in the first quarter. Boy, it just hung on the rim, just took a few rolls, and finally went in the basket. Coleman with the ball up at the top. Now he gives it to Johnson. Now down a low block. It goes to Cooper. He tries to shoot over Waymire. A little strong, no good, and the rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Peters with the ball into the front court, has it on the left wing. Throws it to Cruz near the corner. Now goes up top to Dichi. Finds Waymire in the paint. Going up for another layup. Off the glass and in. David Waymire with 6 points on the day. 8-4, Mountain Home leading it. 3:07 left in the opening period. Coleman across the timeline. Has the ball up at the top. Now he'll give it to Johnson. Back over to Coleman. Coleman takes the screen, dribbles between the circles. Now he'll give it to Cooper. His pass into the paint. What pass was stolen. And now a foul is going to be called on Little Rock Hall. It's the third turnover against the Warriors. I believe they gave that foul to Montavious Dismuke. That's his first personal foul, team foul number two against Hall. Here's Cruz throwing it to Benton on the right side. Finds Peters cutting into the lane. Frozen with a backside layup off the glass and in. Colton Peters now with 4 points. 10-4 in Mount Home on top. 2:25 left in the first quarter. Here's Coleman across the timeline. Throws over on the left side to Dismuke. Up top now to Cooper. Now Johnson has it for the Warriors. Throws it down in the corner to Smith. Throws it up top now to Dismuke. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Luke Cruz back on the Bombers. Over 2 minutes left. It's a six-point Mountain Home lead. Bend into the front court to Cruz. He has it on the left side going into the lane. Layup, no good. Partially blocked. And the rebound is controlled by Hall. They're quickly back the other way. And pass knocked away. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Mountain Home. That's going to be Luke Cruz with his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers here in the first half. 10-4, Mountain Home on top. 1:49 left in the first quarter. Coleman takes the inbound pass from the backcourt. He'll walk it across the timeline and set the offense. Man-to-man defense for Mountain Home once again. Now Cooper has it between the circles. Throws it over to Johnson. Now over to Coleman on the right wing. Gives up top to Dismuke. Now he'll throw it over to Johnson. Has it near the top. Back over to Dismuke. He dribbles a little closer back to the half-court line and will reset the offense. 1:20 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Johnson over on the left side. He's going into the lane. He's going to pull up in the paint for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymeyer. Mount Zone gets it back leading by six. A little over a minute left in this first quarter. Benton throws over on the left wing to Peters. Up top now to Dietschy, and he's going to be called for the travel. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. 58.1 seconds left in the first quarter. Hunter Bashir's still going to check in for the first time today, replacing Colton Peters. Bashir's a six-foot junior. 10-4, Mountain Home on top. Coleman will walk it into the front court for the Warriors. Throws it over to Cooper. Over near the left corner, the ball goes now to Michael Peterson, who just checked in a moment ago. Now the ball is over with Coleman. Down in the corner, right corner to Cooper. Back over to Peterson. He has it on the right wing. 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Again, a six-point Mountain Home lead. Peterson's going into the lane, and he's going to, and looks like he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Michael Peterson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Little Rock Hall. That is the fourth turnover against the Warriors. 27.2 seconds left. Benton takes the inbound pass. The full court man-to-man for Hall. Now they're going to cheat off it, try to do a trap in the backcourt. But Benton gets it to Cruz, who gets it across the timeline, throws it to Waymeyer just outside the lane, loses his footing, but gets it to Benton in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Takes a high bounce off the rim and goes in. Talon Benton with his first 3 points of the day. And a steal in the backcourt. Benton tries another three. That one will not go. Fifth turnover against Hall. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch. They're going to stay by Hall on the rebound. And Mount Home's going to inbound with 3.1 seconds left. They have time to get off one more shot before the end of the quarter. It's a 9-point Mountain Home lead right now. Cruz will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Waymeyer. He's going to try the jumper right there. To right the moment he gets it, he can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Hall 13-4. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.